Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-L-S-R-E-G-R-E-A-T. Those were the days.
At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. Developed by Norman Lear. Archie and Edith read in the living room.
Hey, Ma, what's for dinner tonight?
Dinner? You just had lunch. It's only 2 o'clock in the day.
Everything makes me hungry.
Anything makes you hungry. I think even eating makes you hungry.
Oh, I don't think that could be right, Archie. Eating don't make you hungry. Eating makes you...
You stifle yourself.
All right. Mike, we're having Archie's foot-long hot dogs for dinner. That reminds me, they got it defrost. I better go get them.
Which way are you going? The kitchen ain't that way.
Well, they ain't in our kitchen. They're in Louise Jefferson's kitchen.
Why?
Because I asked her to put the hot dogs in her freezer because ours was full.
Oh, now, Edith, are we going to have them footlongs for supper?
Sure, I'm going right away. Oh, hi, Gloria. I'll be right back.
Hi, Gloria. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's the matter? Don't I get a kiss?
I've got on fresh lipstick.
Oh, did you get my library books?
No, I didn't.
What is this? I got no kiss, I got no books.
Got no brains. Do you mind?
Gloria, what's the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
Nothing's the matter? You come in here, you ignore me to my face, you don't bring my library books, you tell me there's nothing the matter? I think there's something the matter.
Nothing's the matter.
If nothing's the matter, will you shut up over there?
Hey, will you butt out of this? This is between Gloria and me.
Anything under my four walls is also between me.
Daddy, it's got nothing to do with you.
Gloria, don't you realize without those books I'm going to look like an idiot in class?
Just imagine a meathead worrying about that.
I know you never worry about it.
You want to start up with
it? Yeah, I want to start right now. I'm through having that
stop it! It's bad enough. It's like a jungle on the streets. Do I have to come home to one?
Gloria, what is the matter with you? You're acting strange. You look different. Hey, that's not your sweater.
That's right. It's Trudy's. It's also Trudy's skirt.
Well, where are your own clothes?
They got dirty.
How did they get dirty?
They got dirty from dirt. Dirt makes clothes dirty. I mean, you don't expect them to get clean, do you?
I expect a rational answer. That's what I expect.
Ah, for crying out loud, Gloria, tell him how your clothes got dirty, huh?
Oh, will you stop hounding me?
Edith returns.
I'm not hounding you. I just want to show the answer.
Let's talk about something important. How'd you get the footlong hot dogs?
The Jeffersons ain't home, but I left a note on their door.
Now, listen, Edith, I got my mouth all set for them footlongs tonight. We're going to have them?
If they read the note.
What did you say in the note?
I said, emergency. We need hot dogs. P.S. Please read fast.
Uh-huh. Can I please see you in the kitchen?
Oh, sure, Gloria. I hope Louise Jefferson reads that note. Archie's going to be awful mad if he don't get his footlong hot dogs.
Ma, I have to talk to you.
All right, I'm all ears.
Well, I can't start talking just like that.
All right. Would you like some coffee?
No, Ma, thanks.
This reminds me of the time when you was a little girl. We used to talk a lot in the kitchen, remember? And I used to teach you how to make gingerbread men.
Things aren't like that nowadays, Ma. There are no gingerbread men anymore.
Oh, no. You're a grown-up lady now.
Yeah, Ma.
Is that a new sweater?
No, it's Trudy's. I changed and took a shower at Trudy's.
You showered at Trudy's?
Ma, they're putting up a new apartment building where the old Rialto Theater was.
The Rialto.
Edith notices Gloria's pained expression.
That's where Archie and me saw the best years of our lives, Frederick March and Myrna Loy.
Ma, I was walking past the construction site today.
Yeah?
Gloria looks away.
Whenever I walk past a construction site, I like to look through the peepholes in the fence to watch the men working. One time, there was somebody on the other side looking out.
Ma, I am trying to talk to you.
Well, I'm just talking until you're ready.
Well, I'm ready.
Well, all right, go ahead.
Well, I don't like walking by there. Because the workers are always whistling and making comments. So I told Michael about it once, and he said, don't walk by there anymore. Well, it's Saturday. Nobody's working. So I thought I'd save myself a few steps. And then it happened. It happened
Gloria,
so
fast. Did I tell you Mabel Hefner bought a new sofa?
It happened so fast, I didn't know it was happening.
With little brass buttons.
I didn't even see the man coming at me. He jumped out from behind, he grabbed me, and he pulled me behind the fence.
Edith holds her.
Mabel says it'll be too dark for the room.
Oh, Gloria.
I don't understand this. I mean, Gloria comes home, she doesn't want to kiss me. That never happened before.
Maybe she finally took a good look at you.
You know, you're the most sensitive man I know.
Ah, come on. What's the big deal about a kiss anyway? Outside a couple of wet lips, what's it get you? You get to be my age, you learn that there's more to marriage than just kissing.
Like what?
Like making a living.
Edith and Gloria emerge from the kitchen.
Michael, Gloria is all right, so don't get upset when she tells you.
She pushes him towards Gloria.
Upset when she tells me what? Gloria, honey, tell me, what's the matter?
Michael, a man grabbed me down at the construction site.
He got mugged.
Mugged? Who got mugged?
She did.
Gloria got mugged?
No, Archie, Gloria didn't get mugged.
You got mugged going for the hot dogs?
Will you please stay out of this? I want to find out what's going on.
No, I ain't gonna stay out of it. You said somebody got mugged. Who got mugged?
I thought Gloria did.
Did you get mugged?
Gloria, what happened, honey?
I was attacked.
Huh? You mean attacked?
Yeah, and she was very lucky. What?
What the hell is lucky about this?
No, I didn't mean
it. That's what was lucky.
You fainted?
Yes, and when I did, he must have got scared and ran away. Because he thought I was dead. I don't know, I was so frightened, you see, and well, he dragged me behind the wood there and he pushed me down and then, well, he put a scarf or something in my mouth so that I couldn't scream and then I felt my clothes tearing and his hands on me, and then I passed out. And when I came to, he was gone.
That's all right.
Michael hugs her.
You okay now?
Yes, Michael, I'm okay.
He didn't?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Well, thank God for that.
I'll get it. Wait a minute, Ma. I want to first go put my own clothes on and...
I'll come with you.
Ma, no matter who it is, please don't say anything about what happened.
No, I won't.
Why is she afraid to say anything about it? I mean, as long as the guy didn't get her, she's got nothing to be ashamed of. Hey, go on with your daughter there. I'll answer the bell.
Archie opens the door.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, hi there, Lionel.
Yeah, we just got home and I read Mrs. Bunker's note.
Oh, yeah? Well, where's the foot-long hot dogs?
Well, see, Mom was defrosting the freezer, and she took them out, and Wilma ate them.
Archie cocks an eyebrow.
Will
Wilma? Who's Wilma?
Our dog.
Archie stares in disbelief.
The dog ate a dozen foot-long hot dogs?
Yeah, she's laying in the kitchen. She can't get up.
Lionel, what the hell are we gonna have for supper here?
Well, Mom felt real bad, so she said you could have these TV dinners.
Oh, geez, I wish Wilma had the TV dinners. Oh, no,
she won't touch ravioli.
Lionel leaves.
Oh, that was Lionel. Wilma the dog ate the foot-long hot dogs I've been craving all day long. Take these. Thanks a lot, Edith. You shot another Saturday to hell.
He sits.
Supper is attacked by a neighbor's dog. My daughter's attacked walking the streets. What the hell am I sitting here for? Let me call the cops.
No, I don't think Gloria wants to tell the police about it now.
What do you mean she don't want to tell the police about it? That guy might still be lurking around the neighborhood like Jack the Raper. Hey, operator, give me the police, will you?
Gloria's too embarrassed to talk about it.
What are you saying? Don't you understand? That fiend is still around there. He could attack anybody. He could attack you. Them guys don't care who they grab.
Edith frowns and nods while Archie waits on the phone.
Don't stand there. Take that ravioli out of my sight, will you?
She hurries off.
Oh, hello, is this the police? Archie Bunker, 704 Houses Street. Yeah, I want to report my daughter was attacked. No, not raped. If she was raped, I wouldn't say nothing about it. No, it's just a simple case of assault with batteries. That's why I reported. Yeah, well, I'll hold the line.
Daddy, who are you calling?
I am calling the law, little girl.
Why are you putting me through this?
Gloria, you're the only one that knows what the guy looks like. You gotta tell the cops.
Mike's right, Gloria. Not you too, Ma.
You listen to your mother always.
Gloria, I know how you
feel.
Shut
up. Got me through to the detectives here.
I don't want to go to the police. I'm embarrassed to talk about it anymore.
All right, thank you very much. Yes. Bye-bye. Well, your troubles are over, little girl. You don't have to go down and talk to the cops after all.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
There's a cop coming over here.
Michael tries to calm Gloria down.
Thank you, Mrs. Stivick. That's a pretty good description of the guy. You know, I got a hunch this is a person we know.
Hey, Reed, you hear what the officer says? Maybe the police know this person.
Well, what happens now?
Well, they find him and arrest him, right?
Well, apprehending a suspect is one thing. Convicting him is something else. Let me tell you something. 40,000 arrests in this country for rape last year and less than 10% convictions.
Well, this guy make 11%.
Why don't we get more convictions?
Because the defense attorneys get these rapists off. Now, you take your case, for instance. Lawyer gets you up on top of that witness stand. He might ask you something like, do you often walk past that building site?
No, Michael told me not to.
Why, did he know you were seeing this man?
I wasn't seeing him. I saw him for the first time today when he jumped me.
Oh, you saw this man today after your husband told you to stay away from that building site.
Well, it's Saturday. I thought it would be all right to walk down.
Oh, come on. You didn't have to walk on that side of the street, did you? I mean, even a chicken can cross the road if he wants to get on the other side.
Hey, that's very true.
Well, what about it? You didn't have to walk on that side of the street, did you?
Hey, you don't have to make insinuations like that.
Listen, I ain't making insinuations. I'm just trying to tell you what these lawyers do. Some of those guys will do anything to get their clients off. That's how they earn a living.
By sending rapists back onto the streets?
That's right. And some of our judges and juries give them a little help, too, you know?
I was on a jury once, a murder trial.
Oh, stop yourself, will you? The detective ain't interested in no reminiscences of yours. Go make coffee, huh?
Oh, sure, Archie. Excuse me.
Officer, what other questions might a lawyer ask Gloria?
Well, like, do you go out with other men?
No.
You don't have no men friends?
That's not what you asked me. Of course I have some men friends.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Most of them are my friends, too.
Oh? Like who?
Oh, like guys from school? Lionel, Zabo?
Zabo?
Oh, forget Zabo. He don't count. He's only a Hungarian.
The
guy's a painter.
A house painter?
Oh, no, he don't paint that good.
He's a portrait painter. Gloria posed for him.
Posed for him, huh, Gloria?
Yes.
Oh, now, come on, let's not get into this, huh?
Daddy, there's nothing wrong with what I did. I posed for Zabo in the nude.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you're a nude model, huh, Gloria?
No, I'm not a nude model. I posed for Zabo because he's our friend.
Sure, sure, sure. You were just being friendly. I'd say being nude alone in a studio with a painter was being very, very friendly. Were you just being friendly when you passed by that building site?
Hey, what do you think you're trying to do?
I'm just trying to show your wife what to expect when she gets on our witness stand.
Yeah, that's all. Now, wait till you see what the DA says to the rape guy when he gets him on a witness stand, right?
Wrong.
Huh?
The accused is not required to appear in a stand.
I don't believe it, but the victim, she has to take the stand. This is like a nightmare.
I'll get there.
Oh, you got some visitors.
No, stay right where you are. Get rid of them. Oh, hi there, Jefferson.
Hi, Bunker.
Jefferson, look, we got something important going here, so do you mind?
Well, that's all right. I won't take long. I'll just be in and out.
Let's have the last part first, huh?
Oh, Bunker, you got a great sense of humor for a white man. Look, my sister's very upset over the tragedy that your hot dog suffered while under her care. So if you'll just tell me where to go for the hot dogs, honey. I'll be very glad to buy you a whole new batch of footlongs.
Footlong hot dogs? No kidding. Say, I haven't tasted them in years. Where do you get them?
Oh, the only place around here is Hinkelmeyer's over on Northern Boulevard.
Wait a minute, let me get this down. Hinkelmeyer's, Northern Boulevard.
Can we forget the damn hot dogs?
What's the matter with you? The man likes the hot dogs.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll drop the hot dogs off on my way back.
Now, wait a minute, would you mind getting me some, too? It's a $5 bill I give you there.
How many do you want?
Just give me a couple of feet, unless they're cheaper by the yard.
Jefferson looks from the cop to Archie.
I feel like a straight man in a white minstrel show.
He heads out the door.
What's the matter with that guy?
I don't pay no attention to him. He's one of them colored guys who's always trying to make fun of us regular people. Listen. Tell us, what else goes on in the court?
Wait a minute, Daddy. I don't think I want to go on with this.
Once you get in the court, you'll have no choice. They're going to ask you questions like, what clothes were you wearing when you enticed that poor guy on a building site?
Entice? I didn't entice
him. Well, what were you wearing? Tight sweater?
No.
Mini skirt?
Well, it was short, but it's not a mini.
Oh, you get a kick out of guys wishing at you in the street, huh?
No.
You do. You enjoy egging them on, don't you?
No.
Like today?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
All right.
No.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Gloria.
Just leave me alone, Michael.
She storms off.
Look, I know you're trying to help, but don't you think you came down on her a little too hard?
In the kitchen.
Ma, I don't think I can go through with all those questions in court.
Gloria, all day today, I've been smelling Rockaway Beach.
What?
I remember lots of things through the smell. Archie used to say, Edith, your memory's in your nose, and the rest of your brain's in your little finger.
Ma, what about Rockaway Beach?
It was a double date with a couple of wrong numbers that Elsie Argyle got to know from working the switchboard. Oh, at first, it was kind of fun. One of the boys could bend his thumbs all the way back until they touched his wrist. Elsie got him.
Now, I know you're trying to make a point here somewhere.
Sit down, Gloria.
They sit at the kitchen table.
Me and my date was coming out of the Penny Arcade where we'd been playing the pinball machines. And he took me aside and he said, how'd you like a malted under the boardwalk? A little voice inside of me said no, but on the outside I said, okay.
Oh, my.
Well, I don't have to tell you there was no malted under the boardwalk. Just a wrong number grabbing at me and pushing me down.
Just like what happened to me today.
Yeah, only with sand.
Huh? What happened? He didn't...
Oh, no, I ran from him like crazy.
But how did she get away from him?
Well, my father taught me two things. One was never order hamburger in a drugstore, And the other was something about knees.
She shoots Gloria a knowing look, and Gloria shakes her head.
Oh, Mark. Gloria, I never told no one about this before. Because in my time, we was too scared to talk open. But what I'm saying is maybe we should have. Because over the years, I've often wondered how many other girls that man got under the boardwalk. And how many didn't get away?
Gloria ponders. In the living room...
Listen, who knows with juries? Sometimes they take a look at a cute dame like your wife and figure she asked for it. Maybe they're right.
What do you mean, maybe they're right?
I mean, a smart lawyer's gonna do everything he can to make her look bad. Take that posing in a nude your wife done. Now, you tell me that's all right. Maybe it is. But that's all a smart lawyer gotta hear.
Hear that, meathead? That's your fault. You let her go bare in front of that Hungarian. You want that to come out in court? You want to put your wife through that?
Of course not, but what alternatives do we have?
We don't need no, what do you call, alternative. All we need is something else to do.
He turns to the cop.
Michael?
Gloria, look.
No, Michael, I have to tell you something. I decided to do whatever I have to do to catch that man.
Good. We'll notify you when we make the arrest.
Good. Everything you said has gone against taking this thing into court.
Wait a minute, I never said that. You just asked me what was going to happen to her in court, and I told you. Now, if you're asking me what to do as a police officer, I say, make the complaint and follow through with it all the way.
Well, we're going to.
No, we're not going to.
That's right, we're not going to.
Well, what about all this talk to me about my duty to the community?
Listen,
wait a minute, would you just stay out of this? Let me handle it.
Ask her about her duty to herself. Ask her about her duty to her family. Ask her if she wants to be in the papers.
Will you please?
Talk, then.
Gloria, I don't want you getting up on that witness stand and getting smeared like you were some kind of a tramp.
Hey, you want to look like some kind of a tramp?
Archie, please.
Look, are you reporting it or not?
No, we're not reporting it. Thank you very much, officer.
But, Michael, I...
Gloria, I know what's best for my wife.
Look, I ain't got all day here.
We ain't going to report it there, officer. I want to thank you for coming over, and thanks for coming over so fast.
Okay. Oh, there is one other thing.
Yeah?
You know that colored guy that was here before?
Yeah.
You know him pretty good?
Yeah, he's a neighbor. Why?
Is he really coming back with those foot-long hot dogs?
Yeah, he'll be back with them, okay.
You know, I gave him $5.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. He's one of the good ones.
Oh, good. I'm dropping off at the precinct for me.
Hey, I'll drop him off there myself. Thanks a million. Thanks for coming.
Michael, are you sure we're doing the right thing?
No, I'm not sure we're doing the right thing, Gloria. I don't know what the right thing is. All I know is I'm trying to do the right thing for you. You should have heard some of the things that guy said.
Yeah, some of the things that guy said that make your flesh stand on end.
But Daddy, that maniac is still out there on the street somewhere. And so are a lot of innocent girls. What about them?
Let them bring him into court if they want to. I ain't responsible for all the girls in New York.
Gloria, all I care about is you.
That's right, and that's what he should. Care about his own wife and the women under his roof.
All right, Arch, I said it, okay?
Well, I want to say it again. It's everybody for himself in this world. As our president said in his inaugural address. You're on your own. Don't expect nothing from nobody, especially the government.
Gloria trembles in her chair.
You should sit down and ask yourself, what can I do myself? Find out what you can do for yourself, go out and do it for yourself. And more people done that, just be a better country to which to live in. Do for your own. Take care of your own. That's the rule. That's what we done here today. We took care of our own.
Trembling, Gloria gazes fearfully into the distance.
My footlongs.
Oh, no, Archie. Mr. Jefferson was only able to get the regular 6-inch kind.
Oh, well, I ain't gonna eat none of them.
Oh, Daddy, what's the difference? Just put two of them together.
No good.
Right, they taste the same.
No, they don't. They taste shorter.
He sneers across the table at Michael. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lehendro. Written by Austin and Irma Kalish and Don Nickel. Script consultant, Don Nickel. Story editors, Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer, Norman Lear.
in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans as Lionel, Melvin Stewart as Henry Jefferson, Charles Durning as the detective. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss, based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Productions.